This episode is brought to you by Elm Coffee Roasters. Open in Pioneer Square and South Lake Union for takeout and soon indoor seating. Order coffee and more at elmcoffeeroasters.com.
Hey, you are listening to Daily Discoveries, and this is Oscar.
And this is Sanjana. This is the podcast where we discuss scientific articles weekly from the science section of the Daily.
So, Sanjana, how's your summer?
My summer was pretty good. I spent a lot of time going outside and jogging and riding on my bike on the trail since the weather outside was really nice. How was your summer?
Yeah, pretty similar. I tried to spend as much time outside as I could. The weather was pretty good. Actually, the weather in the beginning of the summer is pretty bad over here in Boston. So it rained like for a month straight, which is like very strange. So, the topic of discussion today is the heat wave that happened in Seattle back in late June, beginning this interesting summer of 2021, where a heat wave shattered the record for the highest temperatures ever recorded in Seattle at 108 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, and the article we're going to discuss is from The Daily, and if you want to find the article, the title is UW-led panel reflects on historic heat wave implications for public health, and it's written by Annie Denton.
Yeah, so basically just summarizing this article, it was a UW-led panel, which was hosted by Global Consortium on Climate Health Education, and they basically just discussed the heat wave and how it affected the health of the population in Seattle.
Yeah, and what makes this heat wave so profound is that it was responsible for over 100 heat-related deaths, and there was an increase in hospital visits, with UW Medicine having more than 100 patients visiting due to heat-related issues, which is troublesome since the hospitals were already facing capacity issues due to COVID-19.
Yeah, so COVID-19 definitely didn't help the situation. It definitely just made it even worse, and as this event was definitely caused by climate change, as they do mention in this article, climate change is going to cause these heat waves to be more frequent, and other extreme weather events such as wildfires to be more frequent. And this will have implications on our health, especially wildfires can cause respiratory and cardiovascular related health problems, as well as chronic health conditions. So I wonder what Seattle and obviously other cities around the world that are expected to have these heat waves more frequently are going to do about this.
Mm-hmm.
So, Johnny, I know that you were in Seattle. I was not in Seattle personally, but I know that you were in Seattle for this heat wave. What was your experience?
Yeah, so my experience with the heat wave here was pretty rough. I live in like one of the many Seattle homes here without air conditioning. And the temperature this summer felt a lot hotter than previous summers for me. And I even noticed that when I was at the UW campus that Mount Rainier seemed to have less snow on top. And the wildfires as well led to a lot of smoke here. I remember the sun looked super red, and I would get constant updates from my laptop and phone not to go outside because the air quality was low. How about you? Did you experience any effects of the heat wave in the East Coast?
Well, no, we didn't actually have, as I said, we had rain in the beginning of the summer, so that was very opposite. But as the wildfires got worse along the whole West Coast, we did actually see the air quality index go up, or the AQI, as they say. It actually went up, which means that it was high in particulate matter, which is really dangerous. I've heard that it can settle at the bottom of your lungs because your nose is not able to filter it out because it's just these really small particles that are from basically trees that have been burned or vegetation and stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of scary. And it makes me think, with climate change and wildfires are going to be more frequent, are we going to be checking our phones every day before we go outside to see what the air quality index is? If it's safe to go outside or safe to play a sport outside? Because that was one of the main issues that I thought about when the air quality was bad here.
Yeah, and I remember, I think it was last summer or the previous summer, We've had like wildfires have become a lot more common, I feel like, here, and the smoke was really bad then, and I would check the air quality like every day to make sure like I could actually go outside for a walk, and sometimes I couldn't see the smoke, but it would still say that the air quality was low. So, but then time, I stopped checking air quality because it wasn't more prevalent, because, you know, I can't see the smoke and it seemed like things were getting better. So there wasn't really a reason for me to be checking air quality. But I wonder, yeah, if air quality might be something that we check as regularly as we check temperature.
Right. I do remember that the wildfires caused pretty bad smoke in Seattle. It was like a week before I was going to move in for autumn quarter last year. And I remember me and my dad packing N95 masks because we were afraid that we would be breathing in this hazardous air.
Yeah, definitely.
Also, I'm interested in, you mentioned that Mount Rainier, that the snow was melted, so you were able to see that from campus?
Yeah, if you go down to like Rainier Vista, you can get like a good view of Mount Rainier, and just from like my previous experience of looking at Mount Rainier, it seemed like there was less snow.
Yep, because I think I saw an article on the Daily that also talked about Mount Rainier snowpack melting, and it said that during the heat wave, 30% of Mount Rainier snowpack melted, and it said that so something fascinating that I found also that was that Mount Rainier has 25 glaciers, and it says that they've lost over 45% of their thickness since 1900, which is obviously a clear indicator that climate change is constantly causing temperatures to rise. And these warm events, such as the event in the beginning of the summer in Seattle this year, are going to slowly melt away glaciers as we know them.
Yeah, I wonder, like, in the future, if we might get closer to, like, maybe 75% of the snow on Mount Rainier disappearing, and even more. And maybe, you know, not anytime soon, but like many, many years from now, if there even will be snow on Mount Rainier with climate change.
Yes, I totally agree. And also something interesting that I read in this article was that Washington apparently uses Mount Rainier's snowpack as like their water, because the snow melts and it goes into these water reservoirs, and that's what Washington uses as their main water source. And so, because as this snowpack or this glacier, or mostly the snowpack, but as the snowpack melts over the summer, it replenishes these water sources, these water reservoirs. And if there's less snow that year, and then the water reservoirs will obviously have less water, so there'll be less water for Washington available. So over time, Washington's probably going to have to find a new solution or another water source, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, because the water here is really good. So compared to other states, like I remember I drank the water from here, and then when I drank the water in California, the change was so apparent. So
yeah, I've definitely noticed that. Yeah. I've noticed that too, because the water here in Boston is chlorinated compared to the water in Seattle.
Yeah, so I hope the change, the water doesn't taste worse in the future because of that.
Once again, a word from our sponsors. Open since 2015, Elm Coffee Roasters is devoted to high-quality coffee that's easy to brew at home and enjoy to drink. At our roastery and cafe in Pioneer Square, Seattle, Elm obsessively roasts small batches of coffee that they source with a focus on sustainable practices that lift up the whole supply chain and protect the future of the coffee plant. Elm's goal is to make a truly exceptional cup of coffee and an experience you look forward to every day. Cafes in Pioneer Square and South Lake Union open now for takeout and soon dine-in service. Please use code PODCAST at elmcoffeeroasters.com for 15% off your next coffee order.
Well, so we clearly know that climate change is going to increase these weather events, but something that I like haven't heard much about is what the state or what the country is doing to attack these problems.
Yeah, especially I think about like here in Seattle, these heat wave and like climate change events that increasing the temperature are, well, it's not normal, of course. And I guess like as I was talking about earlier, how like a lot of homes in Seattle, they don't have air conditioning. It just makes me wonder, like, how Seattle is going to adapt in order to combat this issue of with the heat waves to make it much easier for people here to survive, because it was really rough, I feel like, this summer.
Yeah, especially when there are pandemics going on. It does not make this simpler. Yeah, and I saw a tweet that the mayor of Seattle put out, one of the worst days of the heat wave. I think he said that, like, there are 30 different pools around Seattle that people should go to, which is, like, that doesn't feel such a great plan. Like, I feel like there should be a more organized plans for these heat events. Like, there should be, like, more trees maybe installed to create shade, and installing, like, cooling centers that would be available during these heat waves as they become more frequent.
I remember, like, the King County libraries, they were telling people that they could come in during the heat wave if they didn't have air conditioning at home, so they would have somewhere cool to be during the high temperatures. And I feel like going to the pool, especially outside, is, like, the last thing you'd want to do during a heat wave because it's so hot outside.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's so nice of the libraries. Humanity is good, I guess. Okay, and something I was also thinking about was, like, how dangerous are heat waves really? And so I looked it up, and it combined heat waves kill more people in the U.S. than all other weather events combined, if you exclude hurricanes. It kills an average 600 people, which is mind-boggling to me. So I was wondering, like, what makes these heat waves so dangerous?
Yeah, I feel like it's just, like, in terms of just heat and not looking at the fact, like, the heat waves cause, like, wildfires and that leads to respiratory issues. But in terms of just heat, I think there's, like, the problem of if some people have issues where their body's unable to regulate their temperature, or there's always, like, the issue of, like, heat stroke.
A lot of people argue that, like, these heat waves aren't that common. And I know that this heat wave that Seattle just recently had, it happens apparently only once in 1,000 years. So it's obviously a really rare event. But in the future, making these events more frequent due to climate change, if current emissions continue like they have been until 2040, then these heat waves that just hit Seattle will occur every 5 to 10 years. Which is definitely not something, it's not positive news.
Yeah. I mean, if there was anything positive we could take away from this heat wave, is that I feel like it really showed, like, you know, the adverse effects of climate change and why we should be thinking about what we can do to help the environment. And hopefully we'll also make sure that the state is prepared for any events like this in the future, since they might be happening more frequently now.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think this event was definitely a wake-up call. And there were so many different events this summer, from floods to wildfires, that this happened this summer that definitely woke people up. And obviously climate change is not new news, but I think people are really starting to get it. This is a problem and it needs fixing now. So I agree. That's the one positive takeaway that I can find from this.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, they hear about climate change and they know it's bad, but then they're like, you know, how does this affect me? And I feel like looking at this heat wave, people really realized, oh, yeah, maybe we should be doing more. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Daily Discoveries, and we'll see you next time.